have he had old things around his chair posted off with and all, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, that's he liked
them. Did he what, sell them?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Of course they weren't the size what you'd buy
them. Oh,
so he didn't get too much, but that's what he done. He made them just out of shop, you know, and he made them, so.
Hmm.
Huh.
Used to
pack
them
out
of living.
That's right.
You
used to, they used to have to work. They were doing things that, well, I was talking to a man who lives out there near Broadway one time about the Depression, how he'd made it through the Depression. And he used a term I'd never heard of before. He talked about blue flour. And he said they used to get this old, the government used to give people flour. And it was kind of gray colored.
Black looking.
Yeah,
out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He said that he didn't like it, but they used to have to get that to work for 50 cents a day during the Depression.
Lord, yeah, and but you look going for a day's work. That's mm-hmm. what you get. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school in Franklin County?
Yeah.
And what was the name of the school?
Well, one of them was down there, they called it Good Frank, I guess.
Call it what?
Goose Lane. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to church house. It's torn down.
Still call it. The name
Harrington Creek Church.
Yeah, I
still call it
Goose Lane. That's all people know then. In the old church house, the Goose Lane.
Well, how did it get that name?
Well, they were.
You knew I was
going to
ask that, didn't
you? They was too mean, and they had a fuss over some weeds. You know, people used to have their weeds.
Uh-huh.
And one old man, he drove the old man to do something. Briar patch that close to the church house, you know?
Yeah.
And them old geese just hanging up in that briar patch right there. Right there. And they got into a fight over it, and that's what he went by.
Well,
I... Called it Goose Race.
And he hit his lock pick.
Isn't it funny how
places
get names like that?
Yeah, but I think that's called it, you know.
You know, there's a place up near where I live. I live in East Tennessee, all right where Georgia and Tennessee come together. See, Georgia and Tennessee and Alabama, right where the three of them come together. And there's a place there called Plum Nelly, Tennessee. And they call it that because they said it was plumb out of Georgia and nearly out of Tennessee. And they call it Plum Nelly. But that's not anything like Goose Ranch.
They built a new church there and they got it for people to see. Now, don't call it Goose Ranch no more. But all the old folks would say we're going to Goose Ranch Church. You know, boy, you go church at Goose Ranch. And that is the way now.
Well,
I went the way.
And there was a school there?
Yeah, used to, they wouldn't have a schoolhouse. I don't know.
Yeah, just at the church.
This church house made to have school in. It's one big church house and everybody was in there, all close.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't separated like she is now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, then where else did you go?
I went down there at Ebenezer.
Well, I know where that is.
How long did you go to school? I went out in the 7th, I guess what you call it. I had a speller and a ribbon stick and a blue bag. Read it. You know, it's like that.
Back then you could change